Sarah, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how did you become involved with the Really Good Sex Festival?
I first went to a festival that Peter Banky ran almost 7 years ago now in Sydney.
Wow.
Have stayed involved in various ways over the years. I guess was initially my background's in gender studies and social work, and I guess came to this with an interest theoretically and philosophically as well around sex and sexuality, and then have continued to explore through workshops and festivals around these ideas.
Fantastic. Why would you say people are afraid to explore sexuality as something that they're interested in, or why do you think there is such a taboo that surrounds sex and sexuality?
Yeah, I think some people come with their own cultural and social backgrounds, and this really influences the way they look at sex. I think there's a lot of fear around what others will think of them, of still needing to hide their involvement in coming to events like the festival. I think there's a lot of fear around bodies and being vulnerable in some of these spaces as well.
Okay.
But I think there's also people that aren't necessarily as afraid, but really curious and really seeking out a space to have experiences which aren't necessarily available in other aspects of their lives.
They're two very different groups of people as well. People who might be a little bit nervous to be there, a little bit unsure of how they're going to deal with an environment like this, and people who are almost craving an environment like this but are unable to find it anywhere else. Do you find it's an interesting mix of people who do make their way to the festival?
Yeah, definitely. People come from all ages and backgrounds. And, yeah, some people are very new and they haven't really explored much of this before, and other people have maybe gone to some workshops and festivals but are, you know, continuing to learn or find out what interests them as well. So very much say it's a mixed group of people.
What would you say is the primary focus of the festival? What would you say people, you're most hoping people will take away?
I think particularly the residential nature of this festival, I think it's an opportunity to be an extension of what's been happening in Sydney with the festival for the last 7 years, and a real opportunity to have deeper experiences and build trust and community. I hope people that learn new skills and encounter new ideas around sex and sexuality, but also that they can really take back into their lives as well, that the festival just isn't about sex and, you know, a few days, that really it's so much that they can take back potentially into their lives around connection and intimacy and relationships and consent.
And so that was what I was so interested to find when I was looking through the different, courses that are offered, the different talks, the different things that will be going on. There is such a wide array of things, and it's not just all, you know, what you'd think, like massaging and body oils and all sorts of things like that, but there's kind of a lot more almost theoretical or academic stuff going on as well.
Sure. I think that's what I really love about the festival as well, that it really brings together art, creativity, sex and sexuality and philosophy and ideas in a really experiential way as well. So there are some more discussion workshops, but it's not just talking about the ideas. It's people really getting to have experiences and put things into practice as well.
And that link between creativity and sexuality that you mentioned there, that's one that people, I don't think, get to explore a lot as well, especially in their everyday lives. So this is a really interesting situation and an interesting opportunity for people to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Often, art is sometimes kept separate, and then events on sexuality maybe have a focus on sex. And I think it's really exciting to be able to bring those two together, because I think there's so much opportunity for creativity around sex and sexuality, but it's often limited by maybe our ideas that we have about sex in our society, but I don't think they need to be.
Absolutely. And I think that it's events like this that are going to break down those kind of taboos and break down that stigma. And it's something that a lot of people are really going to enjoy. Sarah, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we're running out of time. But thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us more about the festival.
Thank you very much for having me.